Yeah.
We're back.
Good mic check. Good mic check.
Right?
I'm AJ Twist.
And I'm T. And this is Unfocused, episode 290. And this is the Noon. What's his name? Ninkata episode. I don't know why, but he's the fucking trainee Pokemon. What does that even
Shit.
What does that even mean?
I know what it means.
What does it mean, bro? Explain it to me.
His evolution is a Ninjask.
So?
So he's a trainee. He's not a ninja yet.
He's
about to be. He's like a Chunin.
Oh, shit. He's not.
Or what's before that?
No. He's more like when he's in the academy, right? Those little kids in the school.
Yeah. What's before Chunin?
Ginning.
He's a Ginning.
Damn.
Maybe not even that yet. Who even knows?
Damn, bro. Okay, that's real. I get it now.
All right. Well, yeah, we're back with Unfocused Podcast, a Collision 28 production, here live on twitch.tv/Collision28.
Yeah, don't forget, we're also...
We're on YouTube.
We're on Twitch. AJ mentioned Twitch already. We're on Twitter at Unfocus28. You can email us at unfocuspodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
All that stuff. But
YouTube.com/Unfocus Podcasts.
Yeah. Stitcher.
Spotify. No, Spotify is the one we always got to mention.
Spotify.
All right.
All right. So you want to kick us off, AJ? How was your Unfocus
week? Oh, yeah. Oh, I was about to hit a button for that, but we don't have a button for that. Should we have a button for that? I don't know. We'll talk about this later.
How come we never had a
book? I don't know. Anyways.
Wow, you just kind of blew my mind right now.
I started reading a little bit of the Power Rangers, Volume 6 here, where last we left off, we found out that Zordon had another set of Power Rangers back in the 60s, late 60s, that all died.
Wow, he pulled a Professor Xavier?
And never told the current day Power Rangers
Damn,
about that
he
shit.
He did pull a Professor Xavier. What a dig, Zordon.
Yeah, and then some lady was like, you know, suspiciously like, you know, around the Power Rangers. And then turns out she was one of the old Power Rangers that had survived the moon landing, because this is all during the moon landing.
Of course it was.
Yeah. So, yeah, we got to continue that story right there. She's kind of helping them out. Fencer's out of control with his new, like, sleeper agents that he made and all that. And
Fencer's
Zordon... he's the guy that
white furry guy with the glasses?
Yeah, he looks old and shit. Yeah, he makes all the monsters, yeah. So
I always appreciated his work. He always looked like he took so much time.
Oh, he would like to hear you say that.
You know, I feel like he took so much time sculpting those monsters every time.
So meticulously.
Yeah, he's like, always just perfect. Like, okay, here's his axe, you know? Yeah, and I was like, oh, shit, man. You're like, I respect him, you know? I don't like him, I respect him. Go on.
But yeah, so he's kind of, something happened to Rita. I can't remember what happened to Rita. Zordon was fucking like, he got teleported somewhere after what they did last and shit, and he just came back all of a sudden at the end of the last thing I just read. So
surprise.
Oh, this was the big thing too. So right now, whatever, like this old ranger, this chick, whatever company thing she's part of, it reminds me of like S.H.I.E.L.D. a little bit, because they're also like hunting down like Rita and shit, but like not really. They're kind of keeping tabs on everything that's going on, to the point where they built their own Zord.
The government built their own Zord.
Yeah,
too?
Because in some other past issue, they lost control of the Zord, and Rita had control of their Zords for a bit. So that doesn't happen again.
Is that why they haven't been around this whole time?
Who?
Because where the fuck's the government been this whole time?
Well, the Power Rangers have been doing good, taking care of everything. But this is like the Plan B of Power Rangers not around. Then now they have their own Zord to fight shit if they have to. If something happens to the Power Rangers again,
shit.
Yeah. And they're like, well, it's not technically a Zord because it's not powered by the morphing grid. So we just call it, a Mecha. And they're like, oh, it's a Mecha Zord, huh? They're like, you know what? That's a good friend. We're going to call it a Mecha Zord.
That's pretty clever.
So there's a Mecha Zord now. Anyway, so I read a little bit of that. I haven't read anything else in my collection that I've gotten so far because I've just been busy with other shit. I will mention, though, that I have gone to McDonald's because I heard there was Pokemon cards, which I'll get into later. But unfortunately, I must have gotten there too late because I got stuck with this mini type of Monopoly little game that came with a Happy Meal instead.
I don't really think that's a loss.
Maybe not, but you know, cool. It's actually not really. You're actually correct because it's actually a little board game in here too. So we got legit board game and also pieces. No money though. There's a dice.
How are you supposed to play Monopoly with no money?
I know, right?
Fuck out of here.
I wonder if you're supposed to use real money. Hold on. No, I don't know.
Awesome. I ain't doing that. I played that game enough times to know that's gonna go wrong.
So
fuck that.
And then the other day, Carla was setting up her niece's Switch. So she got her niece a Switch for Christmas, And I told her, okay, set it up with a unique email address so we can get her to play online, you know, Animal Crossing and that with us or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Carla's too scared to do like new things like that, so she just put her own email address on there.
Leslie's the same way.
And so now, like, she had her own account linked to two different Switches, but luckily nothing happened, nothing weird happened. But then we finally got to the point where she had to do it, so I went ahead and set it up for her. I got her a unique email address and all that, so she can sign up with it. But then the dilemma came up where, okay, she's been working on this island in Animal Crossing under Carla's account. But if we add a new account, that island might be gone. It might just be erased because it's going to be overwritten.
Yeah, how it works?
Yeah, because when you have a new user on the Switch, they have their own unique island. Not unique island, but they share an island. But on a Switch system itself, it's unique islands. And then when you have users on there, they all share the same island. But because Carla had two different Switches under her name, she had two unique islands on her name.
I'm getting a headache, but go on.
Right? No, it is a headache. It was. And so I was trying to figure out a way to transfer the island data somewhere else and then back to the Switch under a new username, but that didn't seem quite possible. You can transfer it over, and I was going to transfer it to Carla's Switch, but then I was in fear that maybe that might overwrite her island. And of course, I didn't want to do it to mine because I have my own island too, so I didn't want to overwrite shit on my island either. So I was like, okay, that might be a bad idea. Maybe can't do that.
What the fuck are you talking about right now?
Transferring an island. All I wanted to do was transfer one island, one game file on a Switch without overwriting another. But all I had to really do is just get a new username. I couldn't get it. I couldn't like replace the username on her niece's Switch. I can't just give it a new name because that wouldn't work out.
Why not?
Because it's under Carla's email address. This is the whole thing. It's one email address that I had to detach from this island. Didn't know how to do it. And she's like, you know what? We're just going to have to risk just like losing her island. That's all. And she's going to have to start from scratch.
Why don't you
like,
just ask Nintendo to
I'm like, all right. I'm not going to fucking call Nintendo and have them wait like fucking 5 months to get a response.
What if they only do it like 5 minutes and they fix it?
No, I doubt it. No. Oh, okay. I highly doubt that. They probably just tell me some shit like, no, it's not possible. You know, you're going to have to risk one or the other. I'm pretty sure that's what it came down to.
Did you YouTube it at least?
I tried to do some YouTube. I don't think anyone was doing anything that specific, but people were showing how to transfer islands over to new Switches. So if you want to bounce back and forth between two different Switches of one account, there are shit like that. So I was like, fuck it, we'll just risk it. And so I went ahead and deleted Carla's email address off of her niece's Switch and attached her own email. So now the Switch is how it should be. It has its own unique email address on there. It's all its own thing now. It's not shared anymore. That's what we wanted. And then we deleted Carla's account from that Switch. Carla's account on her own Switch still worked. Her niece's Switch looked like it was good. And I'm like, all right, let's open Animal Crossing and see what happens. And right when we opened it, it actually asked, oh, we found data on here of a previous island. Do you want to connect this island to this account? We're like, yes. No, that's what we wanted. That's exactly what we wanted.
Oh, that is what you wanted.
So all we had to do was just delete the other username and have this new username open the game and find that data.
So
all that headache for nothing, pretty much, is what I wanted to say. So if anyone has this dilemma where you have a Switch, two Switches with one email address that has two different islands on it, and you don't want to lose either island, but you want to transfer one of those to a different username, just delete the original username and have the new username log in, and it should find the data, and you should be okay.
All right, real quick, so one of our listeners, thank you, Chibi Wags, also the master of Toy Roundup, he mentioned, oh, you cannot get those cards because of scalpers. And fucking YouTubers fucking rounding them up before anyone can get them.
Exactly what I wanted to bring up into my story today, too.
You know what's funny? Something real quick about scalpers. I saw this article that didn't make my news. PS5 scalpers are mad that people are mad at them. they're like, we don't understand because the industry's always been driving things up, so there's nothing wrong with us making a little money out, blah, blah. I'm like, a little money, like you guys fucking snatch them up before anybody can get it, and then you fucking charge it. Like that's not a little money. I'm like, I hate those guys, man.
Yeah,
they're mad. People are mad that they're scalping. You know, like that's fuck
like
you.
Like they're one of us. They should be helping us. You would think.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe that's what they think they're doing. I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
The scalpers are the gang of Happy Meals. That's sad, bro. Bunch of fucking adults with 20 Happy Meals. They drive away. Oh, I got my cards. Like,
yep.
Fucking dicks.
Tai Chi was asking, too, back to the Power Rangers shit. Didn't Zordon die at the end of Power Rangers in Space?
He did, and I love Power Rangers in Space, but we don't think the books haven't quite gotten to In Space yet.
Yeah, I think the comic is a separate timeline, I think. Because a lot of the things that have happened in the show, I'm not really seeing them.
And there's more plot than there ever was in the actual Power Rangers show. So I think they're pretty different.
Yeah, yeah, it's definitely different too. Like, we actually get to see just more interactions with them and more them dealing. Right now, there's a lot of mistrust between the Rangers and Zordon right now going on. Like, you'll get that once in a while.
Yeah, he's a fucking liar.
You really didn't get that too often in the TV show, but in here, it comes up once in a while.
Yo, real quick, you were talking about Megazords earlier. You know what I would really like is if in the first movie they didn't even make the Megazord. In the first movie, they get their Zords and they fuck up the enemy with their fucking five animals. And then the next movie, the monsters come through. Too powerful for them to fuck up separately. So they have to fucking form together to become the Megazord.
Hmm.
I would like if they worked.
So they have Zords, but not actually connect them at once.
Yeah, the first movie, no Megazord.
That would have been crazy, but people would have been upset. I would have had no Zords at all.
You gotta do Zords at least in some way.
If you're gonna show me Zords, I wanna see them connect, dude.
Nah, man, I'm like,
I would like to see more, like, just one Zord on one Zord or one Zord versus enemy. Like, I wanna see that more often for sure.
I mean, I wanna see them all five team up and work together to take down a monster.
Actually,
and then, like, hint towards a Megazord at the end of the movie, like, maybe an after credits scene, like, hey, there's an interface to link them together, you know? And then they just don't even do it or whatever. Save it for the next movie, you know?
The last live-action movie that came out, that was a thing for a moment with all the
five... Not long enough.
No, not long enough, no.
I want a whole movie, like just have them learn to do teamwork separately, just like they do in the battlefield, because it would make sense. Because them jumping to Megazord is just way too quick. Like, how the fuck do you guys know to do this? Like, every time they do Megazord, you're always like... How do you guys know to do this? Oh, like, shit. How do you know to link this? Like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
You know, like...
And the recent Power Ranger live action movie, they kind of went pretty well good with it, because when they got into when they were first introduced to the Zords, they had to, like, practice and learn how to use them and learn how to connect with them. So you do get that. A lot of it's rush, but they do really dive into that there.
All right. Tai Chi tells us right there that if you watch Zeo Rangers Sentai, like the real one,
No, actually, he's talking about what I mentioned last week. He said he went down a hole with a Zero Ranger in Sentai because of what I showed him last week, what I was talking about.
Oh, Zero Ranger. That's not Zeo Rangers. Okay, I'm sorry.
Zero Ranger Sentai.
Is that not Zeo Rangers?
Like, no, I don't think that's Zeo. No.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Zayu Ranger. I'm not sure what series that is.
Okay.
But he says they don't actually form the Megazord until like four episodes
in. See, that's dope. That's what I'm talking about. That's what it should be. Like, they should build
It's Mighty
that.
Morphin Power Rangers, so yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So gotcha. Yeah, so Zayu Ranger is what we got,
as
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers that they just kept and just recycled for fucking seasons and years.
Yeah.
But yeah, that shit's fucking crazy. But yeah, I think we saw Megazord in the first episode here in America, right?
Yeah, very first episode. Yeah. Like, how the fuck do you guys know how to do this? Like, it's really weird.
Yeah.
And then every movie after, they've done it again. Like, they do. You know, the first movie almost did it. Like, where they are all kind of, like, using their own, you know, Power Rangers, the movie, the one America made.
Well, that was, like, taking place, like, in the middle of everything's been established in that movie.
No, but my point was, like, there was actually a long fight sequence where they actually didn't form the Megazord.
Oh, true, yes,
and it was pretty cool. I was like, I liked that. I was like, cool. It kind of felt like a sci-fi movie almost, with them in their spaceships and shit, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, but anyway, so anything else on your focus week? I cut you off.
No, other than just answer more of Tai Chi's question. The comic seems to be just a totally different, you know, universe, retelling it, I guess you can
just
say.
Just like Udon Street Fighter, if you've ever read that. Udon Street Fighter is like a totally different universe from the games, and they just mix it all together for you.
Yeah.
But, okay, and that's all for you, AJ?
I guess so, yeah.
All right, for me, on focus week, a few things I did. What was the movie I saw? I saw a movie called Silver Linings Playbook. It was pretty fucking cool on Netflix. I highly recommend it. It's going to leave there soon. It's weird because it's about mental health, but it was like a rom-com too. And the mental health community likes it. And it was really fucking dope. And it has, you know, Rocket Raccoon's voice and Mystique, you know. Jennifer Lawrence and Bradley Cooper.
Yeah. I was like Bradley Cooper, but who's the other one?
I just have fun like naming their Marvel references because there's so many fucking people in Marvel shit now.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's about it. Obviously watched WandaVision, which, you know, we'll get into that in a little bit.
Oh shit.
Other things. Breath of the Wild. I ran into a similar problem like you, AJ, a very annoying similar problem. So, you know, I used the Amiibo cards that guys got from a friend, to get free items.
From Wags.
Yeah, from Wags. And sometimes the Amiibo cards will give you an item that you had before. So you get duplicates, right?
Mm.
And in Zelda, in this new Zelda Breath of the Wild, you can throw away weapons, shields, bows, and arrows, right?
Yeah, don't they break over time, too, and shit?
Yeah, they break, and you can throw them away, too, if you don't want them.
Okay.
But the items, the armor, the clothes, you can't throw that shit away. So if you get duplicates, there's a set number of how many things you can carry.
Oh, it sucks.
Right? And so check this out. So it took me forever, just like you. I looked so long for a YouTube video that talked about this. So I'm like, what the fuck is going on with this? Or like, how can I get rid of these duplicates I have, right? Finally, I found somebody. Oh, I should actually look his name up. God damn it. I feel bad that I didn't fucking mention his name right now. I'll definitely put it before the end of this.
Put some respect on his name, T.
You know? No. But this guy I was talking about, and he's like, yeah, it's like, not only can you not get rid of duplicates so you have limited space, but on top of that, he's like, you don't even have enough spaces to carry all the items there are in the game, period.
Damn.
There's no way. He's like, you have to be selective about what you pick up.
So you can't be hoarding just everything. Like, oh, I don't have this. I'm going to keep this forever.
Yeah, he's like, and he even says, so for all you completists that, you know, like, love Zelda and love to get everything in Zelda, like, every time you play a Zelda game, he's like, it's not happening. He's like, you just can't do it. He's like, there's another fun burn on that in Breath of the Wild. You can't get all stamina meter filled up and all of your hearts. You can't get both. There's not enough resources to get both. You have to pick one to fill up or meet them in the middle somewhere. I was like, motherfuckers. And like, I feel like they didn't really plan out the DLC, and that kind of expanded beyond their control. And they're like, oh, fuck, the perimeter's already kind of set in the game, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I just noticed that, and I looked into that. I'm going to try and find the guy who talked about it. But yeah, I found that really cool. Other things, I've finally been tearing into Battlestar Galactica. I found out they have it on the Peacock. Which is a streaming service, you know, for, you know, the Peacock.
NBC. Were they back?
NBC, right? Yeah. Or NBC. It's annoying. It's cool because it's free. But it's annoying because, like, there's so many fucking commercials and you can't get out of them. Like, that's your life now. And on top of
that was life previously, T.
I hated it. And I fucking hated it. Commercials always gave me headaches. So anyway. My point was, though, that on Peacock, I noticed they have a lot of sitcoms, a gang of sitcoms, like old, new, whatever you can imagine. They have a bunch of them, dude. Like, they have like Punky Brewster, and then they have like, I think they have Friends too. And, like,
yeah, I think they should have. I'm not sure Friends exactly, but The Office for sure.
It may not be Friends, but they have
The Office.
That's what it is. The Office is on there. Yeah.
Because anything that's NBC, anything you saw here in LA, anything you saw on Channel 4 is probably gonna be there.
NBC. Oh, Friends was Channel 7, right?
Friends? I don't know. I don't remember.
Doesn't matter.
Friends is on HBO Max.
Okay, that's
so who's
is.
That? Was that Channel 5 then? Yeah, I think it was Channel 5.
Channel
5. Warner Brothers.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay. Channel 5. That's right. KTLA.
KTLA, yeah.
That's right. Okay. All right. So, but yeah, something cool to know. And then otherwise, yeah, so watching Battlestar Galactica, that shit's pretty fucking dope. It's crazy. I saw so many actors that we know from things like, things that we like, different sci-fi things, and we didn't know they got started on Battlestar Galactica.
Oh, for real?
It's
that's
pretty
funny.
Crazy, yeah. But yeah, I think those are the major things. I rewatched Age of Ultron just to kind of get my head in the idea of like what's up with the Maximoff twins.
Yeah.
And it kind of opened up more doors in my head and like kind of confused me a little, but I still liked it. It was dope. It's pretty cool catch up. I already told AJ, I still think that that's one of the best action scenes in all the Avengers movies, in all the Marvel movies, is that freaking first scene in Age of Ultron, where they're all fucking teaming up in the snow to take down Hydra right there. Yeah. I was like, wow, man, this is dope.
Yeah, I kind of want to go back to Age of Ultron, too, just to kind of see if I missed anything or see if I can connect something new.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'll tell you one of my theories later when we talk about WandaVision, right. What I think could be happening with that.
All right, I'm down.
I think that covers everything for Unfocused Week.
I was
reading Daredevil comics. Almost done with Gravity Falls.
I was going to say something. Oh, yeah. I was going to say, I was watching The Other Guys. Remember that movie with Marky Mark and freaking...
Oh, what'd you think about it?
Mark Wahlberg. I only watched a little bit of it because I remember seeing it in theaters, I believe. I saw it like when it came out for sure. And I just wanted to see for that opening scene with the Rock and Samuel Jackson. Remember that they're the high end detectives, you know?
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, we can survive this jump, right? Yeah, aim for the bushes. Yeah, exactly what I was thinking. Let's do it. And they jump. And they actually just kill themselves.
They just kill themselves right there.
I just wanted to see that. That's all I wanted to see.
Super funny and super dark. Like,
yeah.
I remember my sister and my nephews loved that shit. They thought it was so fucking funny. They just would not stop laughing about it.
But you're saying like in Battlestar Galactica, you're seeing a bunch of actors and actresses that we've seen everywhere else, right?
Yeah.
Exactly what the other guys is like. Because me and Carly have been watching the, what's it called? New Girl, a Fox show.
Oh, yeah. That show's pretty popping, right? It's about the three guys that live with one girl.
Yeah.
I've seen a few episodes of it.
Yeah. It's pretty funny. It's pretty good. But a lot of the actors in there are in the other guys. Which is like, that was hilarious.
Really?
Yeah, Carlos was watching it with me for a little bit. And a lot of the like, side characters and all that were all from the, New Girl or from like maybe The Office. We've seen them before and stuff like that. Yeah, we saw a few Office characters too. Where like, everyone just knows each other, right? Like, everyone, like, little characters were all like in that one movie. It was funny. It's just like, oh, that's his name. Oh, that's Brooklyn. What's his name from that show? Oh, like, I don't know. That was interesting. Like, that's probably why they did the show together, right? Because they knew each other from this other show.
I wonder, is it any same producers? Or
maybe. I don't know. I have no clue, but it's kind of weird when you see shit like that. Also, I want to shout out Tai Chi. Steven, thank you for the gif. I fucking always wanted those little boxes with the freaking the Pokemon. It's like a 3D type of thing, like different layers. Like you ever play the 8-bit in the fucking Pokemon game, right? You just got the flat screen, right? But this puts it in like a 3D perspective. It looks cool. I should have brought it over here, but it's way in the room, and I don't feel like getting up and showing it off. But I liked it. Thank you. All right, ready?
For what?
I would show it, but it's fucking far. Anyways, news?
No. Let's first talk about WandaVision.
Oh, you want to jump into fucking WandaVision. All right.
Let's talk about it real quick.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Okay, but real quick before that, what is it? Hold on. I want to say this guy's name.
Oh, my bad. I'm actually going to play, huh? How do I stop this shit? Can I just push this again as a stop? Okay, that's cool. Fuck it. Oh, okay. It doesn't work.
Okay. So yeah, WandaVision real quick, let's just talk about it, yeah?
Yeah, I want to get the spoiler. So, spoiler topic, guys, we're going to talk about WandaVision. If you're not up to date...
To episode 6, right?
Is yeah, episode 7?
No, 6. It's 6 is the last one that came out.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to be talking about that right now. So if you see this flashing on the screen, we're on this topic. If you're listening on the podcast, maybe skip a few minutes.
Yeah. AJ.
What happened? Quick recap. What happened?
I mean,
Malcolm
in the middle. What was the other one I realized it was? I realized it was another 90s, like 90s, early 2000s show that was referenced in there. Oh, no. It was a movie from the 90s called Halloween Town.
Okay.
Yeah, it also was a big reference to that movie.
Okay.
Yeah, so we got the Malcolm in the middle, even Quicksilver being the fucking brother, the annoying brother from the military that comes in every now and then.
Yeah, just kind of fuck shit up.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of cool and kind of interesting.
The opening was pretty cool. I like this episode a lot because we got to get more Quicksilver, at least in this universe, than we've ever gotten before. I think even more than X-Men maybe, right?
Yeah, he got to shine more of his personality,
Yeah.
I actually was going to say, I don't think that Evan Peters' Quicksilver is as cool as Aaron Taylor Johnson's, but now, like, or as accurate, I guess, to the comic, but after watching him in this one, I feel like he was a good blend of them. Like, I felt like the snarkiness, kind of an asshole, but still funny, you know, and still kind of, like, over the top with the speed thing, like, taking advantage of his speed power all the time. Like, it was pretty good balance. I liked it.
Yeah, and then the kids developed their powers. Which was crazy to see, too.
I mean, the Young Avengers are coming in some way, you know?
Freaking Vision was on his own mission, lying to Wanda and trying to figure out what's going on, which is fucking crazy, too.
Yeah, you know, Vision stood up to her, too, when she was like, she was going to say, that's not what you're supposed to do. And he was like, what were you going to say? And she was like, oh, nothing. And he was like, yeah,
that's
the fuck I thought. Yeah, I was like, damn, okay. Also, you know... So when Vision tried to leave the town, pulled him back in, man. So I guess he can't leave that shit.
Well, I think he can leave it, but he's not going to live for long.
Yeah, he'll just die.
I think he's going to die.
He'll be what Wanda saw, right?
Yeah, like all the magic that's on him is like fading off of him, it looked like.
Okay, let's talk about real quick the commercial. Snacking on Yo Magic.
Yo Magic.
I love that shit. That shit was hilarious. Obviously, a reference to both American and Australian, kids Go-Gurt commercials and stuff like that.
Remember that? Oh, man. There was a yogurt. I don't remember the name of
Yoplait.
It was a Yoplait. Yoplait is a company, but I don't remember the exact name of it, but it was like that magic yogurt. You had the fucking little, like some powder that came with it, and you sprinkle it on top, and it changes the color of your yogurt.
I remember that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like that's what it kind of reminded me of in a way.
Yeah, but
what up, Reason? Oh, you missed the opening, Reason.
But what does it mean is the question.
So like, what I kind of got from that is that, like, because that it was that little kid on the desert, and he was hungry, and he was contemplating eating the yogurt, and he was contemplating so long that he just died, right?
No. It wasn't his contemplating. He couldn't open it.
Oh, he couldn't open it?
Yeah, he couldn't open it. He had it, but he couldn't open it. And he just fucking died, like, trying to open it. Like, he shriveled up.
Yeah, okay, I forgot what happened, but my whole thought was like, okay, does this mean that Wanda needs to, like, figure out her magic to survive?
Yeah.
Like, that's what I kind of got from it.
Okay, so I feel like Vision was the little boy, and it's Wanda's magic, and every time he tries to leave the island, you know, he realizes the magic isn't really with him. So when he steps outside, he turns into the skeleton. You know?
Oh, shit.
That's what I got from it.
That's a good one, too.
Yeah, because I was like, it's not like... You know, it's not like he knows he's snacking on her magic, but, you know, or like he thinks he has it and it's keeping him alive in the dome. But outside the dome, it doesn't work, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I guess it's kind of like a metaphor, like, yeah, you don't really have the magic. Like, it's still hers, you know? Like,
yeah. That's a good way to look at it, too, yeah.
You know, and if you want to get real crazy, you know, you could be saying that Nightmare or Mephisto are snacking on Wanda's magic, you know? Mm-hmm. If you want to get crazy.
That's like, another way to look at it, too, right? Yeah.
That's just a theory, though. I don't know about that one.
There's a theory I read out there too, or I watched somewhere, that's saying that I mentioned this last week, that every commercial is a reference to an Infinity Stone in a way.
Oh, I think I've heard that rumor. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not sure how this one fits to any of the stones though.
I don't know either, actually. Which one drained you from? Nothing drained you for your shit.
I have no clue. Yeah, nothing. Soul Stone?
No, it doesn't drain you, does it?
Well, maybe it's like the Soul Stone. I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard to say. But anyway, other cool things about this episode, Hayward still being a dick, tried to kick out our crew that's actually fucking fighting for Wanda.
Yeah, so Jimmy and freaking Monica and Darcy.
And Darcy, yeah, kicked them all out, but yeah, surprise, motherfucker, they turned around and fucked up his crew, and
yeah,
Darcy was mad she wasn't part of the strike, you know?
that was funny, yeah.
Did you notice how Jimmy Woo even looked like he felt bad when he knocked that guy out? Like he had like kind of like a frown, like a disapproval on his face. Like he was sad.
He's always disapproving of his, like, you know, if it's not like legally good and everything.
Yeah, exactly. I felt like he felt genuinely bad. Yeah. Like, fuck, I had to hit this guy in the face, you know? Like,
for the better good,
damn
it. For the
better good, you know?
And then freaking what else was going on there too? Oh yeah. First off, before Vision even left.
Yeah.
He was coming across everyone else that lives in the neighborhood just frozen, yeah. Like just standing still,
doing creepy ass shit. That one bitch was like kept setting up her clothing line back and forth, and you see a tear going down her eye.
Yeah, I think she was just stuck in an animation. She couldn't do anything about it. I think everyone was just frozen because Wanda wasn't around. Therefore, there is no show going on. So they were just, you know, waiting for the camera to come around, for them to come around, so they can start animating and doing whatever their script tells them to do.
Which is a great confirmation to what Wanda said. Do you think I could control the whole town, get people on time to their appointments and to their schools?
Yeah, it kind of goes against that, right?
Yeah, no, it confirms that, because she can't do that. She just kind of leaves them in a loop.
Oh, okay, yeah, you know, she leaves them just frozen.
Yeah, so I guess she can't do anything about that.
Yeah.
That being said, too, so do you think Agnes was faking her moment with Vision?
I don't know. She went kind of crazy at the end, too.
Yeah, bro. I mean, I didn't really think she was faking it, but, like, I did think it was weird.
Yeah, and then, it's like, definitely strange, yeah.
And now I'm watching other YouTubers and shit and other people talking about it, and I'm like, I feel like they're saying, oh, it was kind of weird how she did that. She might be faking it. I was like, I didn't really think that, but now I'm like, was she? I kind of feel like maybe she is a superpowered being, like a witch or something, and the hex took over her. It was more powerful than her, you know, and like that was a flash of her real personality, which she kind of seemed a little menacing, you know. I think that she is under the control in some way, though.
Yeah, I feel like if Mephisto is involved here, that he has control of both of them, and maybe Agnes was trying to come to help Wanda. Shit was going bad, and then she's like, I think something greater is here, and then she got taken over, and then so they're both kind of in it. Maybe
that's a good one.
So
like
that's kind of what I'm feeling. Maybe that's why she doesn't know what's going on exactly. But yeah, I don't know what to say about her, honestly.
Okay.
And then, I don't know what else is going on.
I don't think Pietro's Pietro, bro.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. What's going on with him? Cause he knows way too much, and he may be like a Deadpool, like, you know, breaking down the fourth wall type of thing going on.
Yeah. And you know, here's
maybe not like literally like the fourth wall, but like the reality, the hex fourth, the hex's sixth wall, you know,
being outside her reality,
her reality. Yeah.
Yeah, man, I don't know, man. I just know that it was really suspicious. Yeah, like you said, he was asking, he seemed to know a lot.
Yeah.
But then there were key things that he was asking about. Like, how did you do all this? How did this all happen?
Yeah.
Where were the kids all the time? Were they sleeping in their beds? Yeah. Or you know, were they not here? He's like, did you make them? He's like, what's
going
on? Yeah,
he's like,
here?
This is cool. You can put all this together. That's awesome. You know, how'd you do that, you know?
Yeah, so I feel like he's kind of leading her to something or to tell him something, you know? And
right.
I feel like it was also where he was like, I'm not your friend. I'm not your husband. I'm your brother. You can tell me anything. Mm. I'm like, I feel like he's trying really hard to get some information.
So maybe it's not really him.
I don't think it's him, man.
Yeah, huh?
Because I feel like this whole Fox thing is a red herring. I don't think they're going to really bring them into this universe.
Yeah.
They might acknowledge their existence, but I don't think they're coming into our world.
Yeah, I heard a theory, too, that like maybe we're not getting Fox things like taking over, but maybe this Pietro was just a mess up that happened. Like, Wanda, it was powers, like, you know, just kind of random, and she just kind of fucked up the creation of him. That's why we didn't get... You know, the freaking other Quicksilver from MCU.
And yeah, she drew something in energy from another universe on accident or parts of him.
It just so happened to be him, you know.
Because he does have the memory of being shot, which is weird.
Yeah, which means it is this, you know, Quicksilver. One thing I thought was weird, too, he died there, right? At the time, Vision was alive. And he came back after Vision died. So how does he know that Vision actually died?
Because
he's been dead.
I think you're referring to when he says, hey, your husband can't die twice, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he knows that he's dead.
Yeah, so AJ, you make a very good point. I've been thinking about this for since yesterday, I think. And I was like, how did he know he was dead?
Yeah.
It's really weird.
Yeah, because he wasn't alive to know that he's dead.
Really weird.
At any point. Yeah. So that was weird. I feel like he said something else that was like, you weren't around for that either. Like, how do you know about that? I forgot. I'm pretty sure there's one other thing he mentioned.
Well, there's a reference to the comic I'm saying, Unleash Hell, Demon Spawn to the
kids. Oh, there is that too, to the kids, yeah.
In the comics, if anyone doesn't know, spoiler alert, I don't know if that's what's going to happen here,
spoiler.
But in case...
And spoiler Inception.
Well, yeah, spoiler within a spoiler. If you don't want to know and I'm right about this, just I'm going to say something right now about the comic. In the comic... They are demon spawn, so I mean, they come from Mephisto, they're part of him. So, if that's true, like, you know, maybe he is doing that. I also feel like he's kind of trying to take over the father figure role, which makes me think even more that he might be Mephisto if they're Mephisto's kids.
Yeah,
like, he didn't push Vision
more
out.
Than a fun, more than the fun uncle, right?
Yeah. Exactly, the fun uncle always tries to do that. You know, they come in and be the father figure only to where it's fun, and then they kind of step off, you know?
Responsibilities, no, I'm good.
Yeah, exactly. And then the dad, you realize the value of the dad then, you know?
Right.
And I feel like that's kind of happening right here. But Mephisto might be the actual dad, or, you know, the one who caused their existence. I'm not saying that they banged, you know? I'm just saying that, like, you know, he might be the actual creator of them, and he is trying to slowly step in because he's getting them to do bad shit.
Yeah.
He's running around getting them to fucking... Break
fuck,
up,
fuck up shit, yeah, do pranks and all that.
Yeah, steal candy, fuck up pumpkins, all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is pretty interesting, I don't know. Also, okay, last thing to talk about?
The
engineer, aerospace engineer?
Okay.
She said he's on the hill. She said he'll be on the hill in an hour waiting for
us.
Ooh,
okay.
I think we're definitely going to see him before this is over, whoever that hit. Yeah. And she did confirm it was a him. I don't know if anyone paid attention to our last episode. I brought up how it could be the Skrull girl that she knew when she was
okay,
little.
Okay, so no, it's not a girl.
But she said him, so yeah. it's. I don't think so. All
right. I have two things to mention if you got anything more to add to that right now.
No, go for it.
So, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, so... First, I'll bring it to this, what I told you the other day, too, is that back to when Jimmy Woo a couple episodes ago asking, like, oh, she doesn't have a alias, you know, something like that? No Scarlet Witch, right?
Yeah.
Not called Scarlet Witch. That's because Fox owned the rights to the name.
Yes,
so
sir.
She's never been called Scarlet Witch. He's never been called Quicksilver
in
the MCU because they weren't allowed to use that name.
Mm-hmm. Not allowed to use that.
So that's why she never had that alias.
Also, I added to that. Wanda was allowed to join the Avengers, but Quicksilver was not because they already had a Quicksilver in their universe.
Yeah, because of Fox, yeah.
So Marvel's way of getting around that was killing Quicksilver in his first appearance because it wouldn't make sense for him not to join the Avengers after all that shit, you know? Like,
yeah.
They would, no way they wouldn't ask him, you know?
Right. So. And then other thing I wanted to mention, too, is that there's supposed to be another big, you know, a cameo at the end of this whole series, right?
Yes, some badass cameo Luke Skywalker style thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So any theories what that might be, aside from maybe this Fantastic Four character that we want?
Could be that. But here's the thing. I think even if we do get this Fantastic Four character, I don't think they're going to do anything. I don't think they have their powers yet. I think that's going to put them on the list to become a space pilot. Because they said they don't have any people that want to go into outer space.
Yeah.
You know, so... But anyway...
do you think we see a Reed Richards or Ben Grimm...
I got two.
Even Doom, maybe?
No.
Like, not
I think we'll see them, but not in that badass Skywalker moment they're talking about. But I think we might see one of them. I think it's going to be Ben, personally. But...
So if they're not the badass Skywalker moment dude, then the easy one, I would say, is Doctor Strange.
Yeah, AJ, I definitely think that could be a thing. Here's a theory I've also thought about. What if Pietro is Doctor Strange? In disguise.
Oh shit!
Actually, I'm not gonna lie. I didn't think about that. I think my girlfriend thought about that. and she told me.
That'd be sick.
Yeah, because maybe that's why he's asking questions.
And that's why he fucked up the face.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Maybe because he's never seen him. He doesn't know. He just grabbed whichever Pietro.
Yeah.
And that's why he's prying and asking questions. Like, you know, how'd you do this? How did this get started? Because he wants to know how to dismantle it. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're right. That's one. I think a more tough one. I have a theory that Agent Hayward, the director of S.W.O.R.D., is a Kree sleeper cell, which were mentioned in Spider-Man Far From Home by the Skrull. If not that, maybe from a Rebel Skrull faction that wants to fuck shit up, you know? But I do think he's one of those in hiding, grounding Earth space flight, because they said that he grounded all the space missions because he wants to focus on the nanotech and the space stuff. Mm. And it would make sense if the Kree didn't want Earth to get any bigger after they just took out Thanos, you know?
Okay.
Also... I think that would lead very much for, them trying to get the babies. And I think that's why he wants to kill Wanda.
Okay.
He wants Wanda dead so they can scoop up the kids and fucking take the fuck off. But if that's the case, I think he's going to come through with the Skrull Armada at the end to get those babies. And fucking Captain Marvel is going to come through and fuck them all up.
Okay, might be who we get at the end.
And that would set up for Monica and her to kind of have a moment. And for them to be in Captain Marvel 2 together, which is confirmed already, I think.
Yeah, right? That is. All right, my other theory, like who that last cameo can be, maybe, possibly, if this whole Fox merging thing is an actual thing, maybe we'll get a Professor X.
Oh, I didn't think about that. That's a good one.
Right?
Maybe a Professor X. You know, I think more on the nose would be Magneto.
Or Magneto, yeah. There you
go. Because,
they're mentioning the parents. They mentioned their names a couple times throughout the WandaVision here.
They brought them up a couple times.
Something else I read somewhere was that... he's not confirmed to be dead at all. Like throughout Avengers Age of Ultron, they never said that they were dead. You know, they just weren't around. Like,
I think they did say, they said the bomb, they said when the bomb hit, it killed their parents. And but it didn't go off, so they didn't die.
Yeah.
Yeah, so their parents are dead.
But they never really said they're dead. Like, that's never been actually said. It's more just assumed. Yeah.
I just watched Age of Ultron. I thought they did say they were dead.
And the only other thing that was weird, too, like, someone I actually, like, played a clip from, when Ultron, met Wanda and Pietro, they're like, oh, yeah, you guys are the survivors of the experiments. Not the whole bomb thing, just of the, Hydra experiments,
Yeah, so, we do know a bunch of people died in those experiments.
And that's the death that we do know. But as far as that, bomb falling through, like, supposedly there's no confirmation that the parents are dead. Or at least that the father is dead.
Nah, man, I think they're dead. I think they're deader than fried chicken. I mean, just watching Ultron, I feel like they were pretty clear that they were dead.
Like, they purposely worded things so they never said, they're dead.
But they said they were orphaned.
Okay, that's fine.
You know what an orphan means?
That your parents, parents are dead,
That's what an orphan means. So I'm like, I feel like they did say it's... Only reason they wouldn't say that they're dead is because it was Disney. That was the point where...
Maybe too.
Yeah, Age of Ultron was the point where Disney took over.
Like the first Disney, yeah.
Yeah, and so I think that's what that was about. And I do think their parents are dead, but, in the comic books, they don't know who their real parents are. Because they think those parents are their parents, but they're not.
Ah, okay,
And it's Magneto.
Yeah.
So that being said, I do think we could see... the actor that plays Vision said he... was really looking forward to working with the actor that he worked with for a long time. And I think that speaks to old. So I would think Ian McKellen, like the old Magneto. And Quicksilver never got to fucking talk to Magneto after all that hype up in the Fox studio movies. So I feel like that'd be a deal that would solve the problem, have him show up for a second and then fade away with the universe, and she gets to talk to him and Quicksilver gets to talk to him if he's real.
Yeah.
And then, they just fade away, after that. And she feels some kind of closure.
Okay.
Because she got to talk to one of her parents.
Yeah.
But yeah, just a thought.
I don't know. So that's That's everything I think I got. Oh, and then also to end it, Wanda expanded her field. She expanded her hex.
House of M.
Yeah, right? So shit's expanding. And then all of S.W.O.R.D. got absorbed in that. But I think what Jimmy and Monica made it out, and Hayward also made it out, right?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Darcy did not make it out because she got caught. They all got caught, and she got handcuffed to a car, and then no one saved her.
And I feel
poor
like
Darcy.
I heard rumors that people think she's going to be her character from Two Broke Girls, which I've never seen.
That'd be hilarious. I've been wanting to see that just because she's in it.
Yeah,
I heard it wasn't like amazing, but I heard it's all right.
I heard a lot of people want to check it out. Yeah, a lot of people saying that she might be that character because that was a sitcom too.
Also too, like all S.W.O.R.D. turn into like a circus, right? So I'm guessing this is Wanda's
interpretation,
you know, of who they are, who she thinks they are. So just saying.
All clowns. Not even Pennywise type.
No, not even that.
Real quick, I was trying to buy myself a new copy of House of M so I could like let you borrow it, let my sister read it because she wants to read and know about these things.
Mm-hmm.
Sold out everywhere, yeah, and Marvel quit the print.
Yeah.
They're going to apparently, I guess, make new prints.
That came out in 2005.
Yeah,
because
it was easy to find everywhere. Even when WandaVision was starting up, the only thing that was sold out was the Scarlet Witch and Vision comics.
Mm.
I was like, I don't want that. I want House of M, but I'm going to wait. Gone. Everywhere, all my comic places I go to, gone. Can't find fucking... And Marvel is holding the publishing probably till this show's over, and then they're probably going to re-release the book in a more expensive fashion because that's the fucking Marvel way lately. They've been doing that a lot lately.
Oh, well. Should have done it earlier.
All right. That being said, you guys... we're going to jump into the news.
Yeah, all right. Also, shout out to Reason. He's stuck in a blizzard. Power's back. Glad your power's back and that your first thought was to come here to unfocus. That's awesome. But stay warm out there, and then we'll start some news.
Okay!
This is the news.
Let's do it!
The news.
Yeah! What? Let's get it!
All right, so today Nintendo dropped a Direct on us. It was like an hour long. People were expecting all types of crazy shit, like a new Mario Kart, Breath of the Wild 2, and Metro Prime 4, and all this other shit, and we didn't really get any of that.
And also, it was a Zelda anniversary, so people were expecting a lot of crazy shit, like bundles with multiple Zelda games in them.
Oh, yeah, that was a rumor, too, that was going to be a thing. Someone mentioned because they did the Mario thing, you know, that got, like, freaking the GameCube versions on there, like they can emulate those games now, right? So why not put The Legend of Zelda shit like that? Nope, that didn't happen. But what did happen was first thing they showed off was a new Smash character. And I love the way they did this too, because this was a Xenoblade character. So I opened up with a Xenoblade character, and it just looked like it was a brand new Xenoblade game or some shit like that. And you had this character, apparently his name was Rex, looking for someone named Pyra. And he's going through, like, talking to random people, just like for like a minute, just looking around, looking for her, asking about her and all that, wondering where she is. And then finally, he finds her, and she turned around, and he's like, "I've been looking for you. Where have you been?" And she's like, "Oh, you know, well, I couldn't talk about it, but..." And she pulls out a letter and has a Smash logo. She's like, "I've been invited to Smash!"
Wow.
And then it goes into the whole thing.
That's
it was so
funny.
Dope. It threw me off so good. It was a good opening. But yeah, this is a Xenoblade character. So anyone familiar with Shulk? This is from one of the other games. I think it's Xenoblade 2 is where this character is from. And it's not the main character, which I think is Rex. And he was also in, just like, why wasn't I invited? I'm like the main, and she's like, no, it's me. And then apparently she has like a Sheik ability, or Zelda Sheik ability.
Where she can change into
into someone else named Mithra. So yeah, she can change forms. And her different form is like different. So like one of them is like more of a power type and the other form is a more speedy type.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And she can go back and forth freely and all that too.
You trying to get my attention here, man?
I'm just saying, if you're interested, there's this new old school like GameCube Zelda Sheik, you know, mechanic coming back all of a sudden now.
I fuck with it.
There's no date on when this character is coming through, but this is the new character we're expecting to see soon, whenever that happens.
That being said, we did get some kind of re-release of a Zelda game, which is cool. Mm-hmm. There will be a Skyward Sword re-release on the Switch.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. No one's mad about that, but, you know, people were expecting a bundle, including
Skyward Sword HD.
HD, yeah.
You just finished this game.
Yeah, I did. I'm fine with that, though. I wasn't going to wait. Like, I'm glad I finished that, like, a year ago, maybe. Maybe a year and a half ago. So yeah. I'm cool with them now making it. I don't need to buy it again. I played it.
And then I was like, man, isn't that too soon? But no, that game came out in 2011.
Yeah.
It's been 10 years already.
Dude, when whoever bought it for me for my birthday, I can't remember. I think it was my mom. Thank you, my mom. I think she got it for me. She said it wasn't easy to find because I think I asked for it. I think that was 2015, that Christmas. She got it for me. And she was like,
so you got it late.
Yeah.
I think that's why I think it's so new, because you got it so late.
Yeah. And I think my mom even said this wasn't easy to find. And I think it was the last game released on the Wii.
I think so. Yeah.
I think it was the last one or something like that. And then it went to Wii U, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was the last one. And so, yeah, Skyward Sword's pretty far out. Like, it's kind of hard to play that game if you really try to look into it. It's not even made. Even if you played it, it's probably not made for the system you're playing it on. You know what I mean? So,
well, what's cool that they're doing with this, because Skyward Sword had a bunch of motion controls, right, with the Switch and not the Switch, the Wii with the Plus attachment on there, right? The Wii Motion Plus.
Yeah, it's actually very intrinsic to the game, because there's some enemies you can't slash unless you slash diagonally.
Mm.
Like, their opening is that way. Or horizontally. You have to slash them horizontally, or you'll never break their shield and you'll never be able to beat them.
Yeah. So to implement all that, your Joy-Cons are your fucking, your nunchuck and your controller. So, you know, that functionality is still there exactly how it was in the past game. But if you're not down for that, you have a button option now that they added. And if you want to do those diagonal tilt and all that, the way you would do it is you have an attack button, and then with the joystick, you could just, you know, angle which way you want to slash, and then hit the attack button, and you'll slash in that angle.
And so, funny thing about, maybe, I think it's 2 years ago, fans were asking Nintendo, yo, when are we getting Skyward Sword? Like, when are we getting a new version of Skyward Sword? Mm-hmm. And Nintendo put out an announcement saying it's impossible to make that game because the attachments will not work for the new systems. And then, like, somebody made a fan recreation with removing the fucking the wand, you know?
Yeah, the motion controls.
The motion control, and it worked perfect. And so, like, Nintendo's like, oh shit! I'm like, they put this shit out, like, oh shit! Yeah, here it is, you know?
Maybe they're just bullshitting, though. I feel like they do that sometimes. They're like, no, we can't do that, and maybe they go do it, or maybe they saw it, like, oh shit, it can't be done. It could have gone either way.
Yeah, but no, you're right. They bullshit a lot. So, but Skyward Sword's coming to the Switch, so you guys are gonna have a chance to play that if you didn't. It's a good game. I highly recommend it if you were on the fence about it. It was really worth it. I wouldn't put it in my top three, but maybe like. Definitely top 10 Zelda games. I like that one. It was really good.
So yeah, maybe check that out if you haven't done so yet when that comes out. Also, some other mentions they did in the Direct too. Legend of Mana remake out in June.
You gonna play it?
Probably not. But I thought it was interesting to bring up. Mario Golf Super Rush is a new Mario game that they got out there. The thing that sucked about this Directo, there wasn't a lot of first party stuff. They showed off a bunch of third party games.
That's so lame.
Yeah, and dude, here's one of them.
Well, dude, I was gonna tell you, as long as it wasn't Strikers, I'm not ready for new Strikers. I still have issues with the last one.
Well, what's cool about this Mario Golf game though is that it looks like there's this new speed mode where you can play multiplayer with. And, like, you grab your ball, you hit it, and you can start fucking running to the ball so you can, like, do your next putt. And you're playing with other people that are doing the same thing, and you can fuck with them by pushing them over and stuff like that. So
wow.
It has a little fucking, like, weird kind of, like, party mode in a way. So that sounds funny. Pretty cool. But I've never seen that done before on, like, a previous golf game for Mario or any golf game, really. So that sounds cool. Another game they mentioned was Miitopia. This you're using your Miis. I think they take this from the, I think it was a 3DS. There's like a mini game that you got for free where you play to your own Mii and you go through this almost like an RPG type of thing.
Oh yeah, I remember that coming out.
So I think they fucking took that and stepped it up, and so now there's a new game called Miitopia coming out in May. So look out for that. Looks pretty fun.
Other few first party games.
Mm-hmm.
One that me and AJ are gonna fucking love. Mm-hmm. Splatoon 3.
Wait, before we get there though. Other thing to mention then, Project Triangle Strategy.
What the fuck is this? I don't care about this.
It's this look cool. It's like it's from Square Enix. It's you're using their Octopath. Remember Octopath Traveler? That game came out recently.
Yeah.
Using that same technology, so it looks fucking dope. But it's this is a working title too. They're going to try to change it in the future, just like they did with Octopath Traveler. It's a tactical RPG type of game. So when you're like, they have like different levels of hills and shit. So when you're attacking, you might get a stronger attack if you attack from above rather than from below and stuff like that. And there's a voting system too, where like, you know, when there's an issue going on, then you can talk to other people to kind of sway their votes, and everyone goes and votes, and you know, you may have changed something, so something in the story may change later on. So I thought that type of little thing sounded cool. Another thing they showed off was something called Knockout City. It looks like a dodgeball type of game, so 3-on-3 dodgeball. It looks like the style of Fortnite, but also gave me some Splatoon vibes in there too. But you're like in a city, and you have these balls that you can charge up and throw at people. You can pass them to other people, make it powerful. Apparently, there's a character that can turn into a ball, and you can use them as an attack too. So that looked pretty cool. And then, yeah, the main thing.
Splatoon 3.
Splatoon 3. Yeah,
let's talk about it. Shit. I want to talk about Splatoon 3. Damn it. They didn't really give us much to talk about. The only thing that
no,
we see...
No, but they announced it.
Yeah. There's only one new weapon we could confirm was a crossbow of some kind, mm-hmm. which I don't quite know how that's going to fire, but that's interesting.
Yeah, I wonder if it might be similar to like a sniper type of thing. I did see them shoot it off, but it looked like it had three arrows in it shooting out when it shot.
Oh, so okay, cool. So it's going to be like a triple shot that comes out. Okay, that's,
yeah,
there you go.
I did notice that.
That's dope. I like that.
Maybe a cross between, you know, some type of small spray shooter with distance at the same time, just like a sniper.
Yeah.
So that.
There's one other weird weapon we saw, but we couldn't tell if it was like just a splatter shot or if it was like a brand new thing. We couldn't tell.
Yeah. But the thing with this, though, is that it's taken in a it's a whole new area. It looks all desert-like, like a Mad Max type of feel going on. I'm not sure if what we saw was the Eiffel Tower that was buried under sand, or was it the center of the city that we currently have in Splatoon right now?
I think it was the center.
Like, flipped over.
I think it was the center of the city or something.
Yeah.
That's what it kind of looked like to me.
So I wasn't sure what that was about, but I'm like, what the fuck happened, you know? So that seems kind of eerie. Even the first stage they showed us was in that desert setting, which is different than previous ones, because everything looks like it's in a huge city, you know, lively, got cars driving on the outside of the stages and all that. So this time we don't got any of that, which is very interesting. Also, what they show too is where you spawn from on a map.
Yeah, you get fired into the stage from a rocket of some kind.
Yeah, there's like little platforms that are like floating in the air. Everyone spawns on their own. And then when the thing starts, it shoots you out onto the map. What I'm wondering too, maybe they took a note out of Fortnite's book, and maybe you're allowed to drop wherever you want on the map.
Oh, that'll change the game.
Yeah, so right when the game starts, you can choose where do you want to start, you know? So that sounds pretty cool if that's how it's going to work.
I wonder if it's also going to be limited within the half bar, you know, within half of the territory.
Or maybe that might be a thing. Yeah, you can only go so far. That could be a thing. I could see that.
Yeah, also, that would make this game really fucking tough because, like, you can't predict where people are coming from anymore. Like, they can
That's how it's going to start. I'm wondering because I think I saw the normal spawn points sitting on the map. So when you die in the game, do you come back to that normal spawn point, or do you go back in the air? Like, I'm wondering where you're going to start. Like, is that the air thing just to begin the game, and then you just have a normal spawn point from there? Or are you always going to go back up to that top spawn point? That's what I'm wondering,
too.
That's
a good question.
So I'm pretty sure we'll get more answers throughout the year, kind of like what they said there in their announcement. But yeah, that was pretty much... Oh, and also when you make your character, which they added like, you know, new hairstyles, probably some new skin tones in there too, new eye colors and all that. But you also can customize this little pet you got with you, which just looks like one of the little fries that chase you in the salmon runs.
Those things.
Yeah, but he's your buddy. I didn't see him being used in the multiplayer game, but maybe something for the single player game. But you can give him a hairstyle and all that too. And then, yeah, they didn't explain anything else about it. That's all they showed. Oh, you have this little guy and you can, you know, give him hair and that's it. That's all they showed
us. Yeah, he's walking with you and you're okay.
Yeah. So I'm not sure what you're going to be able to do with him, but that's something new.
Yeah. Otherwise, Star Wars Hunters didn't really tell us much. I mean, I'm guessing from the little, I don't really know. They showed all these like monoliths that were like holograms of different Star Wars fighters. And then at the very end, they showed like a Jedi fighting a bunch of laser shooters. And I was like, I don't know what this means. So maybe it's a Star Wars fighting game. I'm not sure. I can't really tell.
Some type of shooting game. I don't know.
Maybe.
I didn't see it. It was such a short video. I missed it when
it was so
played.
Short. It was so like unconfirming.
Like I just remember like because I was I don't know what I was doing. I was doing something. I was cooking when I was watching it, and I remember just turning around and seeing Star Wars Hunters. Like, oh, cool. And then it was done. I was like, I missed it. All right, whatever.
Right.
So 2 and 3, by the way, coming out next year.
Yeah, coming out.
2022.
All right, so we get into some other news then?
Yeah.
Okay. Real quick piece of news I want to mention. Aquaman, King of Atlantis.
Hmm.
There's a new animated series coming out for Aquaman. And it's going to be all about him and, like, dealing with his politics of his kingdom and, like, you know, people trying to overthrow him. Has a really weird look.
Fairly Odd Parents vibes is what I'm getting.
Yeah, same here. I kind of like...
Maybe a little Ren and Stimpy vibe in a way.
Yeah, a little bit of that, too. I like Aquaman's look, but I don't know how I like Mira's look. I wonder if someone's being mean to her because of her issues going on in real life right now. But, yeah, she looks kind of weird. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. But, yeah, Aquaman King of Atlantis is going to be coming out on HBO Max. I don't know if it's going to be a... they're not clear about it. If it's going to be, like, a kid's serial show or if it's going to be more like an Adult Swim type of thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't really know. But, yeah.
Yeah, Cuckoo says it looks like something out of Adult Swim.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for, but you never know. Like, they're not confirming it. I feel like if that was the case, that would have been the first thing they would talk about. Like, oh, it's going to be an adult comedy Aquaman, but they don't say that. So,
Aquaman here looks like a cross between, like, Jason Momoa and Whitefish.
A Whitefish? Oh, he's stupid. I just call you Whitefish. Damn, that's funny. Yeah, he does look like a cross between the two of them.
Yeah, like they didn't want to go full Momoa vibes, but they also didn't want to give him the old school, like, you know, just normal white, you know, thin dude.
Mm. Yeah, I see that. I get you. That's true. I can see that.
It's like a cross there, so that's different too.
Yeah. I don't know yet. Just don't know what to think about it. But, yeah, I guess we'll have to see what they pull out.
When is it supposed to come out?
This will come out. You know, I don't think they put a date on it yet.
Mm, soon.
I think it's going to be later this year because they're pretty far into production.
Cool.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, they have not put a date on it yet.
Speaking of productions, too, back to the direct real quick. The Legend of Zelda, what was it called again? A friggin'... Oh my God!
Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, Breath of the Wild 2. They said they're working on it. They don't have anything to show us right now, though. But you know, they'll give us some shit later on.
You
in
just
the year.
Ruined my dick moves.
Oh, was that? You oh, just my
ruined
bad.
Ruined my dick moves.
No, because it added part
I
of
asked,
my news.
I asked you if you had that. Like somebody was going to talk about.
Oh, okay.
All right. Anyway.
Also, in other news too. The direct Animal Crossing. All the Mario items they announced like last year, we're getting them later this month. On the 25th. One of the cool things I saw, though, was a warp pipe. So not only are you going to get the blocks and the question mark blocks that you can interact with, but they'll give you warp pipes, too. And you can actually place them on different parts of the island and warp over to it. So you can actually get into the pipe and go to the other side of your island in Animal Crossing, which is fucking crazy. So you can do some fast traveling stuff now, which would be awesome. Because sometimes you're like trying to do things and you have one thing on one side of the map and then on the other side is something else and it takes forever to walk over there. But now you can teleport.
Yeah, other quick thing to mention real quick about Breath of the Wild. Yeah, you'd think that was something we would have got. They showed that trailer for number 2 in 2019. People were pretty pissed about that. Like, I was like, that's kind of fucked. I don't even care, because I just finished it, so I can wait for a while.
Yeah,
but...
at this point, I feel like if it does come out at the earliest, I feel like it would be in winter for, like, the holidays.
Yeah, they said just be patient. They said we'll show you something later this year. I'm like, you guys fucked up. This is the anniversary of Zelda.
True.
But yeah, other things real quick. Golden Girls is coming to Disney Plus.
Whoa.
I don't know. I didn't think that was owned by Disney. It's already on Hulu right now with commercials.
Well, Disney did acquire a bunch of shit, not only just Fox. But a bunch of other little things too, right? In that acquisition.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, maybe that's one of the things. But yeah, it's gonna be there every episode. You know, I don't know how that's gonna work because I feel like it's kind of adult in some ways sometimes. So yeah, I don't know how they're gonna work that out. But yeah, that's on the way. They said it'll come out within the next month. But yeah, Golden Girls coming there, and then interesting on HBO Max, something that's there right now. Not next month for Golden Girls, June for Golden Girls. But yeah, something else that's already on the streaming service, HBO Max already has Static Shock.
Ooh.
They just added the whole
series. Cartoon?
The cartoon.
That's cool.
The whole series is there. They're probably trying to get everybody hyped, you know, for the Static Shock live action that Michael B. Jordan is working on.
Yeah.
Remember, he's producing it. Doesn't mean he's going to be in it. He's producing it, so just don't get your hopes up too much if that's what you guys are hoping for.
Mm-hmm.
AJ?
Do you want to go into Wags' thing right now?
You want to do it right now?
Yeah, because I got four stories left.
Let me do it.
Yeah,
one
go
more.
For it.
Okay, so
superhero Static Shock. Woo woo, says Leo.
Right,
Leo.
Leo knows up. Leo knows what's up. Okay, Cruella. Oh wow, I got added word corrected there. That's funny. But yeah, so Cruella, they put out a trailer for that today for Disney Plus.
I did see this a little bit.
Yeah, man. I mean, it looks kind of interesting, but I'm not gonna watch it, bro.
Emma Stone, though, dude.
I love Emma Stone, but I'm like, what the fuck, man? I don't know. I just don't trust them with live action, especially when they take them outside of their timeline. Like,
I feel like they're trying to do like something similar to Maleficent.
Yeah, exactly. That's definitely what this is.
And that was a good movie. I haven't seen the second one though.
Yeah, Maleficent, I heard, was decent, but like, I feel like it's kind of a very narrow thing. Like, I don't feel like you can do that with everything, and I feel like they're kind of
trying
to
try it.
But one thing I thought was funny about it, one thing that kind of made me laugh was, you know, when she's walking up in the fucking trailer, there's some Dalmatians there, and they're like, they're barking at her. And
no, I didn't see that.
That shit made me laugh a little bit. Like, they already know, like, she's bad news, you know?
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of funny, but everything else, I'm like, I don't feel like I need a backstory for her. Like, she's more villainous because I don't know why she does her shit. She's just like that, you know? But I'm over these live-action Disney. I think I'm just over the live-action Disney movies.
I'm waiting,
like,
for Ursula.
Well, there's gonna be a little Mermaid movie.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, so I don't think Ursula's an actual thing. I'm just saying I'm waiting for it. We got Hook, right? We got Hook back in the day.
You poor, unfortunate soul. Yeah. But yeah, this is out. There's a trailer for it if you guys want to check it out. It looks fun. Looks fantastical. I just don't think...
Fantastical, huh?
Yeah, I just don't think it looks good. I just don't think I'm going to
watch fantastical.
It. Yeah, like,
not,
you know,
good.
It looks very, like, cinematic. Like, it's going to be a fun movie to look at, but I just don't feel like it's going to have any substance or that I'm going to want to watch it personally. But, you know, I guess we'll have to
see. Damn, this is going
to
win Academy Awards and shit next year.
Imagine.
You're going to be like, damn.
I'm going to flip the table, bro. I'm going to flip the table. All right, that being said, let's jump into Toy Roundup.
All right. See what Wags has to say this week.
Welcome back to another episode of the Toy News Roundup. And if you're hearing a ton of noise outside, it's because they're doing construction right outside my house. And it's going to be like that for a couple weeks.
Fuck.
Maybe a couple months.
Fuck. Months?
For a new deco for the Paleontrix? What's his name? Paleontrix Deluxe Kingdom figure.
I've seen this.
With the character, he transforms from the bones of a T-Rex into this ugly nightmare fuel creature. This new deco is a mixture of purple with clear purple parts, with a couple silver highlights kind of thrown around, like on the shoulders and on the face mask. And it looks super cool. I really dig it. But then again, purple's my favorite color, so it's easy to say, hey, I love it because it's purple. You notice the head of the figure is supposed to resemble the mace that the original Optimus Primal held in his hand.
Oh, shit.
You know, the first toy. So, you know, buying it, pop the head, since it is a weaponizer type figure, it comes apart into pieces and you can use it to armor up.
Oh shit, that's crazy.
Characters. The head being the actual mace that Optimus Prime can hold, which is a nice throwback to the original figure. But it seems kind of stupid to me to have to pay $20 just to get
weapon.
This mace accessory to make your Optimus Prime look more complete. Totally stupid. But now, hey, now you can have two maces, a purple one and a bone-colored one. He still looks really cool, though. So the rumor is that he's actually going to be part of a multi-pack of like 2 to 3 figures or maybe even more. But that's all we got so far. We don't know any of the details. Does look pretty rad, though, I have to say. Depends on who else comes in the pack. When you look at it, it kind of looks like a microphone a little bit. Yeah. Sentinel, if you're not familiar with that company already, they're the ones that are making those... Iron Man-esque armors for all the Marvel characters. You know, we had the Iron Man, the Iron Spider, the Iron Captain America. There's an Iron Deadpool.
Yeah.
And
cool
now
things.
They had their pre-orders out. They had prototype images of this before, but now these are fully painted and ready to go. Pre-orders are out for the new Marvel Fighting Armor Wolverine. So it's Wolverine in a suit of armor made by Tony Stark. And... it's pretty. They're still doing that thing with the face mask where they just kind of cover the mouth, which I really feel like they could have done better. Other than that, I mean, it is a gorgeous looking figure. And hey, look, it even has repulsor cannons in his hand. So now Wolverine can fire blasts on top of cutting people up.
That's what the fuck?
So the figure is 6.5 inches tall, which should scale with your Marvel Legends.
That come in at a bad time, or is that weird?
It does have open hands, a base. It's made of plastic with a little bit of die-cast, although I don't know what parts are die-cast on it, but it's
the claws. Really
nice claws metallic, are plastic, I think.
Job to it, so it
I hope cool. not.
Tell me why this is $95. Cast. That seems really overpriced.
$95?
They're working the saw out there, you hear that? You want to jump in?
Doesn't sound that bad, though.
Even harder? Yeah, I knew you wanted to jump up here, you little...
I feel like I'm watching him live right now.
Don't aim your butthole at the camera. So Super Impulse has put out some new items for pre-order. If you guys don't know, Super Impulse is that company that makes little tiny versions of everything, like mini arcade machines and tail in my face. They had the mini TMNT arcade game and a bunch of other stuff. Hey, Grimlock, you got rid of my camera. No,
I
love you too. Anyway, so they have some new items for pre-order. They have the world's smallest Scrabble. Good luck trying to keep all those tiles once
you're.
And the world's smallest operation. This should be something that all surgeons should have to do in order to get their license. to prove that they're not going to kill you. Moving on to some Diamond Select stuff. For anyone following their Avatar line, they have a new statue out. The first one was Katara. Water, some pretty cool water effects. Yeah. Now they're releasing a statue of Kano. No, what the fuck's his name?
What the fuck? Zuko?
What was his name again?
Zuko.
Not Kano. That's right. With flame effects all over the place. And it looks real pretty. I actually like this better than the Katara one.
Hope they fix his face, though. Because I didn't get this looks, last this Zuko. Really
nice. What's wrong with his face?
His face
not
is
much of statues, really, not honestly. Right.
That's trash.
Yeah.
They're just pretty to look at. You can't really play with them.
I mean, no, it has a scar and everything, but it wasn't because of that.
I think it's $24.99. Yeesh. So it's 10 inches. So it's 10 inches tall, and it's $50. That's all there is to it.
50? What the fuck is this cat?
I haven't seen his cat since he was a kid.
The license to make some Invader Zim toys, and they're finally out for pre-order. They're available to purchase. $24.99. Each set, they come in sets, yes. So it's a total of three sets. Each set comes with two figures and a ton of accessories. So the first set will be...
Never seen Invader Zim.
With Dib.
Me either.
So a lot of these little accessories won't make sense.
Camera, a laptop, and Mini Moose, who's always been here. The second set includes Alien Zim, Gur, Toilet, B... And something, I don't know what that is. I don't remember that. And the last set has Dog Disguise Gurr, a box of Bloaties Pizza, Gaz, the pig that ruined Dib's life in that one episode, the anger monkey doll, and some other stuff. Anyways.
We're just rolling with the punches.
I'm
we have no
excited.
Idea.
Yeah,
I'm
no
a big
idea.
Fan of Invader Zim. Although, I recently had my Diamond Select Tron Goofy figure snap on me at the shoulder. Oof. They have really, really tiny joints. And looking at these, while they're very nicely sculpted and they look very faithful to the characters, have very, very tiny joints. And I'm very afraid that they're going to snap at the legs, shoulders, the head, everywhere.
No one likes a tiny
very
joint.
Small joints. After having that
like
happen,
I'm
very wary of picking up more Diamond Select stuff. Although I am very excited. I want them, but I'm scared. Last bit of news. NECA has released images for their new Back to the Future wave. So far, they have Marty from Back to the Future 1, 2, Biff.
What the fuck?
Doc from Back to the Future 1, and Marty in the hazmat suit. Now I have two more figures coming up. This next one is Marty from the first movie, but in the scene... where he starts to fade out of existence.
That's cool.
He looks at his hand.
Where he starts to fade out of existence. And so he has a clear hand, and he's got a guitar, a bunch of stuff. Speaking of Back to the Future, for Valentine's Day, I got some kick-ass Back to the Future figures from my lady. At Doc Brown from the first movie.
Oh, that's sick.
And I also got Marty McFly from the second movie. And... while I love them, absolutely love them, having these two together drives me nuts because kinetically this does not make sense to me. At no point did these two ever interact with each other, this version of Marty and this version of Doc.
That's so specific.
I don't know why, but for me, it has to make sense in my display, and it just does not make sense to have these two together. And I really make love this Marty. I love the hoverboard, even though the hoverboard
she's gonna beat your ass, bro.
And I love the outfit. I love the reflective hat, the self-tying shoes, the Pepsi. I love it all.
Wait, what about when Doc gives him Doc, that stuff?
Which, by the way, this is my second Doc, because the first one had his hands snapped. Thanks, NECA. But just having these two together just doesn't make sense. And I either have to have the first Marty next to this Doc, or I need to have Doc from Back to the Future 2 next to this Marty, which, sadly, doesn't exist yet. Oh, but wait, NECA has released teaser images for their... NECA has released teaser images for their new Doc figure.
Oh, he's number two. Okay, I get it.
Doc from Back to the Future 2. So maybe I
looking
can
for his money like this right makes here. Sense.
Eat gift. All right, guys, thanks for tuning in. Guys, that's all the news for this week. But I'm going to leave you with something special. If you guys have not heard the rumors, there's a Beast Wars movie in the works. They've actually already done casting calls for that.
What?
Interesting.
They are, because it is a CG movie, they have released a little animatic trailer. So watch this, guys. Hope you enjoy. And see you next time. No, he's ready?
I hope it wasn't actually that.
Alright,
you're fired. Get out of here.
You're so fired.
I'm not sure if he made that or if that's actually what was released.
No, he made
that. He made that, okay.
Motherfucker. Anyway.
Wait, so there's no Beast Wars movie coming?
AJ, shut up. You're making us look bad right now.
You're supposed to do this like in April, dude, not in February.
Damn, well, that's the real April Fool's joke when you get it before
shit,
April, bro.
Damn. So that was good then, huh?
I suppose. All right. That being said, let's jump back into the news, huh?
I'm not sure if I'm mad or
sad. I think you're mad. I'd be a little mad. I think I am mad. Because he got me too. The
dude. Because his mesel's like a microphone?
Nigga, anyway. One quick piece of news, I'm sure it's not really news to anybody who's a nerd at all. Gina Carano got fired from Disney. Now, before anyone blows up and defends...
Wait, who is she?
Yeah, this is... Oh, good point. Which is, Gina Carano plays Cara Dune in The Mandalorian Season 1 and 2. And
she was getting a good storyline.
Yeah.
Like, you know, playing out for her. Like, wasn't she supposed to get her own
side
story?
Yeah, she was. And she fucked it up. Because she won't shut the fuck up. Now, I don't... I'm not going to talk about how I feel about what she said one way or the other, because it doesn't matter. Moral of the story, before anyone can get mad about it, she got fired because she worked for Disney and kept talking about her own personal political feels. Disney doesn't like that shit. Most people in Disney shut the fuck up and they don't say anything about their personal opinions. And she waits till Mandalorian is trending to make her fucking comments. So I guess that's why she got fired, so... I'm cool with it.
I feel like she waited too long because, like, Mandalorian ended, what, in December, right?
Yeah, but it's still trending.
It's still trending, though?
Fuck
like,
yeah,
why are people
is,
still
bro.
Talking about it, guys?
Because it was so good.
Y'all late.
Because of Luke Skywalker.
Y'all late.
No, you're fucking up. It's because of Luke Skywalker,
it's cause,
bro.
It's because Wags didn't watch it until, like, fucking later, right?
You've been dying for that Luke Skywalker moment for a decade, bro. Like, maybe even two. So, like, yeah, no wonder they're going to keep pushing at it, you know, keep... talking about it like they love it.
Whatever.
Oh, man. So, yeah, that's the end of her. I don't think they're going to recast her, so I think that's probably just the end of Cara Dune's character, which actually doesn't create any plot holes because she's a sheriff in her own town now, so...
Yeah, I don't feel like we're going to lose too much if she was just gone.
Yeah, just don't go back to her town.
Do you think she'll come back? Like, no. You think there'll be, like, you know... I mean, what's his name? James Gunn, you know?
But see, James Gunn was actually sorry about what he did.
Oh, shit.
And then he also deleted that, and that was from years ago.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Yeah, she's not sorry, and she only deleted it when Disney got after her. So, like, I don't
but
know.
But it's for, like, political shit. Like, why?
Yeah, shut the fuck up. You work for Disney. You can't talk about shit like that.
That's stupid.
Why? You can't talk about that shit.
I can't have my own opinion working for a company?
Bro, Disney has been like that for 50 fucking years.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
Nothing new.
But just saying,
it's
like...
nothing new.
Shit should change.
If it was for other places, other companies, it'd be fine. Disney, we all know... You know what the fuck you're doing. She probably signed a contract saying she wouldn't talk about shit like that.
That she can't have opinions in public?
Yeah. On social media? Fuck no, bro. Especially not around the times that Mandalorian is trending. Like, fuck no. You can't do that.
That's stupid. That should have been dick moves.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't think it was a dick move to fire her. I'm like I said, she picked bad timing, and she, like I said, man, like, you work for Disney. Who else talks wild that works for Disney? Can you name one?
No, because y'all get fired. That's why.
Exactly. So shut the fuck up and do your job. That's why they pay you so much, you know? If they didn't pay you big-ass checks, it'd be one thing. But I know these Disney fuckers are getting paid. All of you. Guardians, Star Wars, Marvel, whatever. You guys are getting paid, dude. Like, calm down. You know? So, Cara Dune's gone. All right. I guess that's the end of that. AJ?
Rip. Pokemon is having a concert for their 25th anniversary. Saturday, I think next Saturday? Not this kind of Saturday, right? The 27th. Yeah, so next weekend, Saturday, starting at 7 Eastern. And that's what, like 4 o'clock Pacific? And headlining it is Katy Perry and Post Malone. I'm not sure if Post Malone's headlining or not. But I think Katy Perry is.
Wouldn't have expected either of them to be the headline.
Right? Katy Perry, maybe. But not Post Malone.
Definitely not Post Malone. Yeah, no. Maybe Katy Perry.
I think there was some animation of him in Pokemon form, too. I didn't see it, though. But supposedly that's a thing, too. They have a little interview with him, too, talking about Pokemon, I think. I didn't go in and read all that, though. But I just thought it was interesting to bring up that, yeah, he's going to be doing this online virtual concert that you can check out, streaming it live on the Pokemon website on Saturday, next Saturday, 27th. So look out for that if you want to hear some music and Pokemon out and stuff like that.
Okay. Speaking of anniversaries, Sonic the Hedgehog, as everyone knows, has been doing their 30th, or not everyone, but everyone who's maybe been listening to this podcast, Sonic the Hedgehog is having its 30th year anniversary.
Damn.
So they've been doing like a lot of little specials and toy releases, including some Lego stuff I think we talked about already.
Yeah.
But their newest thing right now is the Funko Pop releases. They have two at the moment right now for this newest range. The first one is Sonic the Hedgehog from Classic running around and stuff.
Is he doing figure eight there? Looks like he might be.
I think he might be.
Or something close to it.
Yeah, it looks like his arm. Yeah, you know what? I think that is figure eight. You're probably right, yeah. And yeah, he's running at super speed and it's special edition Sonic. Never had one that has figure eight. Second, there is a...
I'm kind of down. I don't like collecting the Funko Pops. Or anything like that.
Dope, yeah.
But that Sonic looks pretty cool. I even rejected getting the Garfield one. I love Garfield.
Damn.
Just because I don't like the way it looks. And I don't want to get stuck into collecting these fucking Pop figures. I only own one.
Yeah, I feel you, bro.
I own one.
The ones I have are people got for me and I like them, but I'm not going to fucking.
Yeah, I don't mind getting them as gifts. That's fine. I'm cool with that. Dope, but I'm not going to buy them for myself. The one I did buy for myself was Oren Ishii.
That's dope. The only thing I bought for myself wasn't even Funko Pops. It was Mighty Mugs, and it was the original Doctor Doom, which I got in the back here, you know, which, we'll hold back on it. I'll show you next time.
But if anyone wants to give me a Sonic, you know, I don't mind.
Yeah, I know you wouldn't.
Especially this Sonic right here.
On top of these these figures, there's also limited edition versions, of course, you would
imagine.
And then
fuck silver. I don't want no silver. I'm good.
Yeah. Okay, wait, that's one thing. Before I talk about the limited editions... Why the fuck, of all things in Sonic's 30th anniversary, silver? How do you feel about that, AJ? Do you like that? Are you okay?
Like, I just said, don't fuck silver. I'm good with that. I mean,
but how do you feel
about
that?
He glows in the dark, though.
But how do you feel about them picking silver?
I mean, yeah. You had other options. At least Shadow would have been a big...
Yeah, even Shadow would have been better. Like, Knuckles, like...
Amy?
Tails? But you know,
Robotnik?
You know, it's weird.
Or like the Ladybug bot?
Well, you know, it's funny. There is a dual set that has
don't be sick.
Super Silver and Tails together. Super Silver and Tails. Is that the most random fucking combination you've ever heard of in your life?
I'm not even sure what Silver came from, honestly.
He came from Sonic Adventure from 360. Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3.
They're trying to push Silver, but... It ain't happening. Why are you trying to push silver for? Like, why?
He's whack.
I'm getting introduced to him reading the comics.
Oh, he's in there?
Yeah, he's in the comics.
Oh, I think you mentioned it.
Yeah. He's all right. He seems pretty cool. But that's about my like for him. as far as that, like, I'm good. Like, I don't like we're saying, you could have chose anything else. And you know what I just thought of would have been cool? You know how the Sega Genesis game, I'm not sure if they did it in Adventures or not, but when you get to the end of a stage or after you beat the boss, you hit that little big canister thing and it opens up and the fucking
all the animals
fly out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been cool to have. Just that little fucking weird box thing.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
You know, or it's like a, like, you know, different, you know, the, I guess it needs to be a pop, so you gotta do a big head thing, right? So, yeah, just do a robot. They had options. They didn't go for any. Anyways.
All right, and so real quick, so the variants, if you want to get the variants of these, The Sonic the Hedgehog is fuzzy, which you can see here.
Oh.
And the shadow, the silver is glow in the dark.
Yeah.
These are the variants. If you're watching us live, these are the variants. These are not the real ones.
Okay. Oh, apparently it's called Flocked. So he is Flocked. Sonic, that's the fuzziness.
What? Oh, yeah. Sorry. Flocked. Yeah.
Because the circle says Flocked right there, and then it says glow in the dark under silver over there.
Okay. And yeah, so keep in mind, these are the special editions. There are regular versions of both of these. Okay. So, but they're all 30th anniversary specials.
Hmm. Okay.
AJ?
Cool story, bro. McDonald's, that we were talking about it earlier. McDonald's, I guess, is also for the 25th anniversary for Pokemon as well. Their Happy Meals are including Pokemon cards. So you can get this little booster pack that has like about 3 cards in it, I believe. And currently there are 25 cards in total, or at least 25 different characters that you can get, and they're all starters. So Bulbasaur, Charmander, Squirtle, you know, all the way up to fucking the recent Grookey and Froakie, and I don't even know the recent ones. I forget who they are. Tepig, all the starters from every generation are all the characters, and Pikachu. So those are the 25 cards you can get from these packs. And also, you can also get holographic versions of each of those cards as well. So there's non-holos and holos. So giving you a total of 50 unique cards that you can, or not unique cards, but just cards you can get. And apparently the rarest one is the Pikachu one.
Okay.
And also, like we said earlier, apparently they're getting sold out everywhere right away.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like I said earlier,
you're talking about McDonald's.
Yeah, the Pokemon cards. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Like I said, I went to McDonald's, got a couple Happy Meals, and all I got was a stupid Monopoly game. That was from last month.
Nobody won.
Yeah, nobody wanted that. Also, this Rubik's Cube one came with, I don't know what I did with it. That's the other thing we got. Anyways, yeah, they kind of saw that people are going over there and buying them. Like, because sometimes some of those restaurants will allow you to buy the toy and not the whole meal. But after so many people were doing this, McDonald's went ahead and kind of put a ban on that. And the only way that you can get these cards is if you got the actual Happy Meal. But then there's some, you know, McDonald's that are franchised out that are not really owned by the company in a way, right?
Yeah, they're owned by individuals.
So I'm pretty sure some of them are just going into selling them like normal anyways. So that's kind of what's going on with that right now. So they're kind of hard to find right now.
Okay.
People are buying. Oh, yeah, I heard Mr. Beast did that. Buying the Happy Meals, collecting the cards, but giving the food to homeless people.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah.
See, if you do that, I would fucking not give you any shit at
Mr.
all.
Mr. Beast is a YouTuber cool. that does crazy shit like that. Like, he'll fucking get like $1,000 or like $10,000 from his sponsor, and he'll just give it out to random people. Or like walk into a store and be like, hey, yeah, what are you doing? What are you looking for? Oh, okay, I'll buy you anything you want, you know? Or here's a shopping cart. Fill it up. I'll buy it all, you know? Like, he'll walk into stores like doing shit like that sometimes.
Cool.
Yeah. And that's his YouTube video. That's how he makes his money back, probably. But I heard he was one of the guys doing that, buying Happy Meals and giving the food away to whoever was around. You should have asked them if they come with the cards. I should have asked them before I even got a Happy Meal, right? If they even had any in stock. Anyways, that's what's going on there.
Okay.
If you get any cards, send them to me.
We have you got like what, one piece?
I got like two more.
Okay, so real quick, I'm gonna give two in a row. I thought this was pretty cool. Rainbow Six changes the name of their game. Originally, it was going to be called Rainbow Six Quarantine.
Oh,
now
shit.
It's called Rainbow Six... wait, what did they change it to? Hold on. I think it's Rainbow Six Virus now.
That's still sus, though.
it's something less offensive than quarantine, for sure. Hold on, I'll tell you right now. But I was like, maybe like Rainbow Six Infection or something
about,
like that?
Oh, what about Rainbow Six Pandemic? You know, that would have been cool. Or
no.
Rainbow Six Outbreak?
Outbreak. Yeah, it makes you not want to play those Dot Hack games anymore. Infection, mutation, outbreak, and quarantine. Like, not a good time for him.
That's funny.
No, but I just thought that shit was too fucking funny.
You know, watching...
Oh, Parasite. So,
Parasite, okay.
From Rainbow Six Quarantine to Rainbow Six Parasite.
Oh, yeah, that
like,
works. That
shit's
works.
Fucking comedy, bro.
That's good.
They're like, you know what? We don't need the bad press right now. Like, let's just fucking change it up.
Fucking Tai Chi. Go big or go home. Rainbow Six COVID-19.
Right? just go all the way, bro. Other quick piece of news. Much to many fans' delight, because there was a big fucking protest and petitioning for this, HBO Max has picked up... has picked up Infinity Train, which is a show that was ongoing, very popular on HBO. It was an animated show, and there was 3 seasons of it, up to book 3. And HBO just greenlit season 4, which is called Book 4. So everyone's real happy because a lot of people are fucking getting on their asses about that.
Is
so.
One of those books called Soul Train?
I don't think so. Oh. I'll have to look into it more. Anyway, Infinity Train Book 4 is now going to be in production. It's going to come next year. So keep an eye out for you guys.
What is this about? I've never heard of this.
Bro, you'd actually really like it. It's kind of like that. Have you seen?
I don't like a lot.
Have you seen Gravity Falls or Rick and Morty?
I've heard of them.
It's a lot like Gravity Falls or Rick and Morty. Okay. Yeah, it's like they play around with dimensions and timelines and.
I think that's gonna be my next venture.
Is which one, Gravity Falls or Rick and Morty?
Rick and Morty.
Yeah, that's just pretty.
Definitely
cool.
Definitely want to watch that.
That's just a head fuck, but it's pretty cool. It's badass.
I like getting my head fucked.
Hey man, well, this podcast isn't about that kind of stuff. Okay. All right, AJ, your turn to news.
And other goings-ons. The PlayStation 5. I know some of you out there got a Sony PS5 right now, right? Apparently, they're having the same fate that Nintendo Switch had. A little bit of a drift issue going on with their joysticks.
Oh no, the drift is back.
Yep. Sony apparently has a class action lawsuit on their hands now regarding this. It's in their DualSense controller, right? It drifts now, so they're being sued for it. I think they might be manufactured or getting the same parts that the Switch gets for their joysticks, possibly. Like, why couldn't they just use their old ones, right? Their controller right now, it's always been the same thing for years, and they change it up and switch all the parts in it, and now you're getting some drift issues. So look out to get some money from that if you have a PS5, I suppose. If anyone has the drift issue, let us know, because I want to know about that.
the more we know, the better.
Yeah, and the what's it called? The PlayStation 5 just came out, November, right? So, apparently Diplomat says the first-gen PS4 controllers had drift issues. Oh, that's crazy. Well, now the PS5 has it, too. What was I going to say? You made me forget what I was going to say. Oh, yeah. The Nintendo Switch also had the same issue about a few months after it came out as well, right? And so now the PlayStation, a few months after it's been released back in November, is getting this issue now. So this is about the time you'll start hearing about that stuff. And then it starts to get bigger and bigger as people tend to, you know, use it more. So, yeah. Be careful with your controllers out there.
All right. Last piece of news for me. Mortal Kombat has put out some posters.
I saw some of these.
Yeah, in anticipation for their trailer, they said they're going to drop tomorrow for the Mortal Kombat movie. Our image here we have online is not very great if you're watching us live, but you can definitely look all these posters up.
Yeah.
I'll say the main poster, which actually just says Mortal Kombat with the symbol. Oh my god, does it not look exactly like the fucking one from the 90s? Like, almost identical?
I don't think I've seen it. Let me see if
I can
find
it.
Oh, yeah, it does.
It looks identical. Yeah, it even the style with the red eye. I'm like, they might have changed the style a little bit.
Yeah,
maybe.
I think this one looks more metallic. The old one was like more like a stone type
of thing,
you're
right. It was made out of stone rather than metal. But it's just so similar. I'm like, that was really weird. It's cool, though. We get to see a lot of them. Sub-Zero's handling an ice sword. Scorpion's handling a kunai. Cole Young, man. I'm just like, what the? Who the fuck?
He's that new character, right?
Yeah, man. I'm just like, he's on the poster, too. I'm just like, what the fuck, bro? I thought he was going to get killed in the early movie. The cool thing, Raiden has a staff, which I feel like fits his character more, like an old fucking god that with fucking power. That, like, you know, he uses staff. You know, it feels like an old wise man kind of character. Melina looks fucking terrifying with her fucked
Who's
up face.
Who's playing her?
Oh, who is playing her? I don't know.
She looks familiar. She looks like, what's her name? Valkyrie.
Yeah, I don't think it's her.
I don't think it's her, she doesn't look
like her, though.
But looks like her.
Jax is in there with his robo arm. Mm-hmm. Kung Lao looking badass, all praying and shit. Sonya Blades. Kano looks like a redneck with a red eye. And then fucking Liu Kang looks almost exactly like the old Liu Kang.
Yeah.
Kind of a cool look. It's really weird. Oh, and then Shang Tsung, which I like that fucking armor he's sporting, bro. That shit looks fucking cool.
Looks pretty hard, yeah.
He looks like a cross between old Shang Tsung and young Shang Tsung. He does. So like a mix between 1 and 2.
Yeah.
But yeah, it looks cool. Leon Leo, thank you for joining us today. He says he's excited for it. I like that you're excited. I wish I could get excited. I think I have to see that trailer tomorrow, and hopefully it's good, and that might hype me up. But right now, I don't know, man. I just don't know what to think. Because I really liked that one thing they were kind of doing online for a while, that Mortal Kombat Online they had. I liked that a lot.
So that was pretty good. I forgot about that.
I'm kind of sad that's not happening anymore. But, you know, this looks more mystical, so that's pretty cool. I do like that. I'm pretty interested. But yeah, Mortal Kombat coming later this year. I believe April, right?
I have no clue. Soon.
April.
But yeah, I'm not like excited. I'm not even sure if I'm gonna see it. But if
you're gonna watch it, shut the fuck up. You're gonna watch it
if it's easy to access and I'm bored. It's gonna be free
on HBO Max. Bro. Okay, you're gonna watch it.
Then I probably will watch it.
Yeah, you're gonna watch that shit.
I'm not gonna you know, step over obstacles to get there to watch it. But you know, if it's right there, I'm like, yeah, fuck it, I'll watch it. So, but all right, we'll see what happens when that comes out. Should we buy the game to go along with it too?
Maybe. Is Greg selling it? AJ?
I think Greg's going to buy it for us. Street Fighter. So last week I talked about those rumors saying that we're going to get a new character announcement last Thursday, which is the next day after the last episode, right? That character's supposed to be 11. Turns out it was true. So on February 22nd, our new character, 11, who's not 12, but almost 12. Because he's
like
11.
Stranger Things 11?
No, or like 12, 11.
All right, now you're fucking with me.
No, I'm not. You don't remember 12
from
Third Strike?
From Third Strike?
Yeah, this is 11. Let's see if we can get a picture of him real quick right here. Here he is.
Oh, hell no. That looks terrifying.
Yeah, he does look terrifying. But yeah, this is 11, and he's like a mimic character. He's a random character, honestly. That's what he does. So
That's bullshit. That's not what 12 was.
As he loads here, he just keeps fucking randomizing like who is gonna be, and then you're stuck with whatever you get.
Oh.
So he's like hitting random, except he's even more random than random, I suppose, because also your V skill, and your special that gets, you know, randomized as well, and then you keep this, you know, creepy color, marshmallow looking, you know, thing going on too. But yeah, that's pretty much all he is. And people got worried when they saw him come out because we're supposed to have 5 new characters coming out pretty soon, right? Dan, Rose, Oro, the chick from Rival Schools, and then someone else. And everyone was like, oh my God, 11 better not be that someone else. No, he's not. He's just a bonus character.
Oh, that's cool. He's a bonus.
Yeah, so we still don't know who this last character is going to be when everything's all said and done.
I think it's bullshit because that's not how 11. That's not how 12 is.
No, he's not. But that's why, because 12 is better than 11, right? So this is just 11. This is like, you know, what's, you know, they tried, you know?
Okay, I'll let it go for that reason. That's pretty good.
Also, they're showing off Dan Ibiki and some of his shit. He's going to be out on the 22nd as well with 11 for this new update. Everyone's saying that he looks pretty good. Also, they showed us a little bit of their new mechanic that we were all talking about before called V-Shift. So that's their new mechanic in the game that they're introducing to Street Fighter V. And they're saying in one of their posts that this new V-Shift, it's a new defensive mechanic. Allows you to get out of tough situations. It can be executed at virtually any time in the match at a cost of 1 bar of your V-Gauge if timed correctly. Or if you time it correctly, you will execute a fully invincible backdash that slows down time for a short period and allows you to plan your next move against your opponent, or to counter your opponent's attack. This move is also invincible to throws, so it's incredibly effective. It's incredibly effective defensive option during many situations. If you successfully time a V shift, you will regain half of your used V gauge bar, which is pretty cool. So if you use this and you didn't dodge anything cool, or you got hit anyways because you mistimed it, then you lose your bar. That one piece of your bar. But if you do it correctly and, you know, get to do something out of it, then you get half your bar back. So you earn a bar pretty much, I suppose, and out of your V skill. So that's an interesting mechanic. And this is helping you to dodge shit. So we'll see how it works. I haven't seen it working out yet, but sounds pretty cool. I wonder what the command is for it.
They don't say, huh?
No, they didn't say it there, no. But I wonder what it is. Look out for that coming out next week on the 22nd.
Actually, I got one last piece of news I forgot to mention.
Go for it.
We had talked about a few weeks ago that Tim Burton was going to be doing an Addams Family show, but that's not going to be the case, actually. They revealed today on Netflix it's actually going to be a Wednesday show, specifically about Wednesday, the daughter, you know.
It's Addams Family.
Yeah, they're going to be in it, but yeah, it's not
they
really
weren't
about...
specific last time, but now they are.
Yeah, they said it's going to be like a creepy detective story about her trying to figure out a mystery.
That sounds cool.
And it's going to, basically be her and a student at Nevermore Academy, and she's going to have some kind of psychic powers, which I don't know how I feel about that. Sounds like a little too much for me, but I'm going to watch it and see what's up, because I love the Addams Family, but I don't know how I feel about this. And it's just going to be called Wednesday, so keep your eyes open for that. There's the release date is yet to be named. I believe it's still in production. But, yeah, just keep an eye out for it, I guess. Right. Tim Burton's first TV show, by the way.
Oh, wow. Where's this going to be streamed at?
Netflix.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yes, keep an eye out for that, guys.
Nice.
All right, Unfocused Weeks?
Yeah, sure.
What are you going to do, AJ?
Finish reading this Power Rangers, see what's going on there. And I want to go pick up the next issue of The Last Ronin, because that just dropped today.
Oh, shit. Nice.
Yeah, so I want to go to a comic book store. I talked about it last week.
But I don't think you finished it, right? What did you think?
No, I finished it. I told you everything would happen in that shit last week. But no, it was good. So I want to find out what's happening next, because they're in the future, and I want to figure out if this really is Raphael or if it actually is someone new.
I'm so confused. Still don't know. I'm so confused why I know and you don't. Like, is there like some separate story also running parallel with it?
Not to my knowledge.
Going on.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe someone leaked it. That's so weird.
Maybe it's a theory. Maybe I missed something reading it.
Anyway, we'll have to see.
And if it is, his name is Ronan then, right? I think it's the possibility.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll figure it out somewhere. I'll go read it again. Shit, I don't mind. Because that story was pretty sick. I want to do that. And I keep wanting to play this game that I downloaded called Pixel Poops. I haven't done it yet. But I want to go play that. Check it out. This is a game from Orange Lounge Radio, from that podcast. Okay. Someone made a game that they thought of, and even Loki went out of his way and made the sequel. So we actually got one of the hosts to actually make a game finally. Yes. So I want to check that out. Okay. And then I want to play Pokemon. I want to go back to Sword and Shield. I've been saying I was going to do that for months, and I'll get there, and I'll just, like, I don't know what to do, and I'll freeze. But I want to go and play that, too. And maybe play some Animal Crossing, because I haven't played that shit in forever, so I need to check out what's going on there.
Okay. For me, probably try to finalize some things in Zelda. I found out there's, like, one more boss I can fight, and there's some downloadable content. I'm not going to play the Master Quest, because I heard they just make the bosses have more life and do more damage. That's lame to me. So I'm not going to do that one, but I'm going to do the other one that just gives you a little more story. Other than that, I think, try to knock out that first season of Battlestar Galactica before... I just want to get done with, because it's pretty good. It's pretty entertaining. It's just drawing. Otherwise, I've been...
I'm going to play more Splatoon, because I'm kind of hyped for 3 now.
Yeah. Let me know if you're trying to league up tonight. Attack on Titan, I have 2 episodes to watch. Ooh. Right now, so I'm gonna watch those. One came out Sunday, so maybe I have 3 now. Either way, I'm gonna catch up. And then keep theorizing for WandaVision, always, nonstop. I have this Daredevil comic I'm reading right now. I'm gonna keep reading that. And I guess that's about it.
Cool. All right.
I'm focused, bitches.
I'm focused, yeah. I got nothing else to say, so I guess we're out.
Don't forget, this is a Collision28 production. We're live on twitch.tv/Collision28 every Thursday.
Wednesday.
Also, you can always catch us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast to see rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter, you can message us at unfocused28. We also give you updates when the show starts. Instagram at unfocusedpodcast. Subscribe, like.
You can subscribe to our podcast show, The Audio Version, on Apple Podcasts, or just get more information about that on collision28.com.
Or if you have any comments or things you want us to talk about, or maybe things that you feel we missed in the past, email us on unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
What was it? Discord. collision28.com/discord.
Spotify.
Unfocused.
It's over.
I've seen that.
Why?
Don't forget to subscribe.
Why Tails and Super Silver?